from somebody in South Korea this morning.
Yeah, cool.
Kind of a cool thing. The Doug Steffen Good Day program heard on somewhere between 100, 200, or 318 stations. I mean, I guess on which hour it is. And at DougSteffen.com all around the world. So thank you to Abe, who has to be an American. It's either Abe or Irwin. I got to go back and find it.
But anyway, Abe or Irwin.
Living in, it's, let me see, what's the name of the town? Kang Young.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Right? Kang Young.
Kang Young. All right.
Is it Abe Vigoda?
Abe. I don't think so. And it isn't Abe Lincoln, so we'll go from there. All right. So we have Pam Popper from the Wellness Forum here in just a few moments to talk about a couple of very important things that, well, she always has important things on her mind, but I want her to know the story of Laura Bledsoe, which I will tell to you and her in a moment. Before we get to her, some Halloween laughter at 10 after, right after this on Good Day.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
What is in your head today? Roberta Fasanelli is here talking about what's in people's heads. Jennifer Horn following things on Facebook that have to do with Halloween, and also the stories from people who have had an experience or two, not just this weekend necessarily with the power out, but in the past. What good stories do you have to tell to us? I hope you see yourself today as perfectly imperfect, because that's the way most of us are. Human. We are human beings. Okay, so here, a little Halloween laughter for you, Roberta. Did I mention Richie was here, too? I don't leave him out. Jennifer, Roberta, Richie. Why doesn't a skeleton play music in church?
Because he doesn't have the key?
Because he doesn't have any organs.
Oh.
Why didn't the skeleton eat the cafeteria food?
Because he was already dead?
Because he didn't have the stomach for it. Why should a skeleton drink 10 glasses of milk a day?
I don't know, Doug. Why?
Good for the bones.
Raw milk?
Why? Yes, of course. Why didn't the skeleton cross the road?
I don't know, Doug.
Didn't
why?
Have the guts.
What
kind of monster is safe to put in the washing machine?
The mattress is soft and...
wash and wear wolf. Oh. What did you get when you crossed a werewolf with a vampire?
I don't know.
A fur coat that fangs around your neck. What did the witch put on her door for security?
I don't know.
Oh, come on.
The witch put on her door for security?
Yes.
Knockers?
Yeah, I have those.
A warlock. Why do witches use brooms to fly?
Because vacuums don't get off the
ground. That's good, very good, because vacuums
are right?
Too heavy. Yes.
Yay, that wasn't even funny.
What is a witch with poison ivy called?
An itchy witch?
That's very good.
That's
you right. Yeah, that's right.
Hey.
What do witches use on their hair? Shampoo.
Good.
Scare spray. Why did the witches' team lose the baseball game?
They didn't have any bats.
Their bats flew away. Jennifer's pretty good at this. What was the witch's favorite subject in school?
I don't know.
Spelling.
No.
What did the mummy ghost say to the baby ghost?
Boo.
Don't spook until you're spooking to.
Oh, boy.
How does the silly witch know what time it is?
She was a watch. I don't know.
She uses a witch watch.
A witch watch. Sounds good.
What is the vampire's worst fear?
What?
Tooth decay. What did the kid vampire say to his mommy at bedtime?
Did I have a little bite?
Mommy, mommy, turn off the switch. I'm afraid of the light. All right, that's enough of those.
All right.
You'll be rescued by Pam Popper in a moment here on Good Day.
My cousin Louise owns a small accounting firm. She's all about the numbers. She wanted to give her business a boost, so she signed up for Constant Contact. Constant Contact combines the power of email marketing and social media. Now when she emails messages to her customers, they share it with their friends. And Louise gets more new business calls than she can count. Well, actually she can, because she's an accountant.
Try a whole new way to do word of mouth at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month, and now come with a money-back guarantee.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
Dr. Pam Popper is here with us on the Good Day program about 15 past the hour. She runs the Wellness Forum in Columbus. I was in Columbus four times over the past 3 days, and never once did I have time to find you.
Mm.
Richie, where'd you go with Pam?
No.
Nice job.
Here. Well, let me take care of her for you.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Next year.
All right. Wait a minute. Let's start that over again because nobody heard what you said. Hi, Pam. I was in Columbus four times over the past 3 days, and I didn't have time to find you.
Well, I know, and I told you I would not make any plans for next year until I know when you're going to be here. So, you know, everybody's waiting.
Everybody is waiting.
Everybody's
waiting
for you.
Yay for Pam. Actually, I got an email. I always get some impact. You are impactful, and I get some input from people. This lady wrote... after you were here last week, Pam Popper is stating it well. Over treatment for stuff that doesn't matter. Kudos to the organizations that are sending the message with these studies. Shame on the establishment to keep the money rolling in and, more importantly, ignoring their own scientific evidence. This was about PSA screening, but I wonder if it... I think we mentioned mammograms, too, and pap smears. If we didn't, they're a part of the whole discussion.
Yeah, DEXA scans. I mean, you know, I really am with John McDougall on this. So if you're going to go
see John McDougall?
Well, John McDougall is a medical doctor in California. He actually was the inspiration for me getting into this field. I read his books 20 years ago, and it changed my life. And he basically says, stay away from our colleagues because they'll poke and prod you till they find something wrong. And whether or not that's significant enough to require treatment, you don't know. But you just want to stay away from doctors unless you've got something discernible wrong.
You know, it goes through the gamut. I went to see a dentist that was recommended to me by a friend. And he, when I sat in his chair last April, said, you got this problem, that problem. He went through four or five things. And I didn't have time to have him done because I was about to leave California anyway. I wanted to have a cleaning, and that was it. But he told me, you need this done and that done. And all these procedures are $4,000, $5,000, $6,000.
Oh, yeah.
So I went to another dentist when I came home back to the East Coast. And he said, yeah, you got a problem there, but you don't have cavities where he said you did. And, you know, it left me with a bad taste in my mouth. Because how do you really know? If you go back to the same person, no matter what the specialty, whether it's your teeth, whether it's your ears, whether it's your heart, whatever it is, and you trust them and they give you bad advice, I think the bottom line here, Pam, is you always get a second opinion no matter what.
Well, absolutely. And I had this experience myself. I'm not very often a patient, but you brought up dental work. And I found myself in a situation where my dentist was recommending some periodontal surgery, the gum grafting. It's horrible.
Painful.
I had a lot of gum recession from back when my diet wasn't so great. But anyway, my own research, I found a guy in Boston. He's the only person in the country who does this procedure. But they mix your own blood and collagen together to make the tissue that they graft onto the roots. And so there's no roof of the mouth involved, which is the pain. Painful, awful part. And I was there in April. I had my whole mouth done. I've sent 50 people to this office since then.
Really?
There's absolutely no reason. I went back to my hotel room the day that I had the first surgery. I was on the phone for 3 hours. I mean, this was a
All right, so I want to know that. I want to have you give me, because I'm from Boston. I'll go see this guy because I have some of the same
issues.
He's
amazing. His name is Dr. Griffin. He's in the Back Bay area. And I was so impressed with him that I actually am making him my dentist. I'm just going to fly there twice a year for
See, that's how we can get together. You can come spend the night on the farm.
Perfect.
Probably go.
Yeah, we'll both go to the dentist. We can convene in the doctor's office.
Perfect. All right, you're on. Meanwhile, there's something else that's very dramatically wrong, as we all know, with what's not just the commercial side of medicine, but in general, because you and I have the same sort of philosophy about what to eat. I mean, I'm a little more open. I'm not. You're against dairy, and I'm not, because I'm a dairy farmer. But there are a lot of things that don't involve dairy that are affecting people in their ability to choose. There's a lady named Laura Bledsoe who has a farm in, I believe it's Nevada, I'm pretty sure it's Nevada, who last Saturday was having she's a vegetarian, she brings in all of the people that are her, that come and get food from her during the summertime, and have a big Saturday night dinner. So there are 240, 250 people there for dinner. And before she can sit down, somebody from the Board of Health, both the local Board of Health and the feds, the FDA, sent somebody to her farm, and they shut down the dinner, poured bleach over all of the food because it wasn't prepared by a restaurant that had a license.
Because it didn't have labels on the food.
Yeah. Labels on the food.
Ridiculous.
So since there was, since federal requirements require that all food be labeled with nutritional information and values, and this food did not have nutritional values printed on it, they had to destroy it.
Yeah. Wow.
That is so ridiculous.
When are we going to get to this? When are we going to stop this?
Well, I think that people have got to get involved in government. I think I've mentioned this to you, or maybe I haven't, but you know, I've done a lot of lobbying work, and most of it in Ohio because I live here.
Yeah.
And what just astounds me is the times that I would visit the state house and the building that houses the legislators, and you can go bowling in the hallways.
Yeah.
I mean, the only people there are a handful of lobbyists, the legislators,
that's
and the staff.
Nobody participates.
People in Ohio, where are these people? They should be screaming every day about something.
Yep. That story, by the way, is at DougStefan.com, along with a reference to Pam Popper's her own site, which is wellnessforum.com. There's a lot of good cross-pollinization there. Pam Popper here on Good Day at 21 after the hour.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
Sort of separate that out and have it in our sound effect bank because it works so well.
Yeah, I've got this song. I gotta go get the end of it.
There we go. Bette Midler did a version of this that's awful.
Because of mine.
For that movie. But this is the best. This is so classic. Screaming Jay Hawkins.
Stop the things you do.
So sends me.
You love it?
I love the end of that. Have for
the scream is just
oh my
great.
God. Oh my funny, goodness. Funny, funny. Listen.
Because you're mad! 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 Help! Help! Oh, you're mad!
Phew. Is that why they call him Screaming Jay?
That's why they call him Screaming. They called him. He's the... long gone. He's with the ghosts and the vampires and all the rest of them. I think we thought it was trick or treat time here in the Northeast over this past weekend.
Oh, goodness.
From Eastern
crazy.
Pennsylvania, Eastern
crazy.
New York, New York City, New Jersey. Richie had a little snow down where he was. Millions of people still from Maine to Maryland without power. This is so crazy. This storm. You can find an example of this. The people who talk about global warming. There hasn't been, I don't remember in my lifetime ever seeing a snowstorm this early, especially with the leaves full on the trees. And that's what's made the mess here. The power is going to be out for a week or more with some people. We had the restoration of electricity here earlier. I have no hot water or no cold water because I have a well. And something happened, the well malfunctioned with the power going on and off, on and off, on and off. Oh. And so there's not any hot water, not any cold water. I went downstairs in the cellar yesterday when I got home looking for something, and the hot water heater had malfunctioned. It's 4 inches of water in my basement at the moment. And just to the just up to the furnace, so it doesn't keep the furnace from working, but nothing else is working. And lots of, probably thousands, tens of thousands of people have had that kind of a problem. But it really is a mess. So one of the Facebook questions we're asking you today is to tell us some of the stories, fun stories that you may have experienced when you've lost the power over the years? That's a good Facebook question. And also the Halloween stuff. As a matter of fact, our poll today, where are your children trick-or-treating tonight? A, around the neighborhood. B, at the mall. C, at the local shopping center. D, at the school. Or something else. Now, Roberta, your 15-year-old daughter, she's too old. She's too sophisticated.
Oh, no. You know, she goes to the Performing Arts High School in New York City.
Right.
And today, this is a big day. I mean, they go to class, but they do nothing.
Really?
Well, they're all, you know, they're all either performers or they're theater tech people doing, you know, they're into costuming or they're art students. I mean, everybody is into costuming or acting or playing or silly stuff.
Even
the teachers get into the act. This is a huge day at that school.
Yeah.
And they do their own trick-or-treating around the school. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Speaking of trick-or-treating, your government at work, trick or treat, coming up here on Good Day. It's 28 after the hour.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. And happy Halloween, everybody. First up, Google is making big changes to the software of its set-top box, Google TV. The update will allow developers to create Android applications made specifically for television. If you already have a Google TV, the device will update itself over Wi-Fi. In other news, Google also announced that YouTube would become a home to around 100 channels of content. Many of the channels will be made from content by celebrities including Ashton Kutcher and Jillian Michaels. YouTube has paid over $100 million to channel partners and will offer up to 55% of ad revenue to the content creators. And finally, if you're experiencing severe battery problems with your iPhone 4S, you're not the only one. Users found that automatic time zone detection may be draining the battery. Turning off the setting time zone option in system services could add up to 12 hours of battery life. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it. For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
AVG links millions of users to protect computers from digital threats.
To make this point, we built a cage made of millions of toothpicks, put two people inside, then dropped it in a jungle with a 500-pound tiger. How will the tiger react with nothing between it and these strangers but a few inches of toothpicks?
He's staring straight at us.
See if there is strength in numbers.
It's going to be a long night.
AVG presents Tiger vs. Toothpicks at WeProtectUs.com.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday!
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade!
Correct.
Bam!
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix! See terms of use.
That is red!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry.
I'm a hugger.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Now 33 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Asbury Park, New Jersey, Roberta, this weekend, hordes of fans filled a Wonder Bar, celebrated the one time you can hold a Pixie party without being in danger of getting any serious stares. Who are the Pixies?
The Pixies, alt-country, alt-rock band.
Really?
Yeah.
How they sound? Do you have any music just as a reference?
Sing a song, Rich?
I don't know if I know. I don't know them well enough to sing their songs, but no. I have seen them before.
Yeah. Well, they had, they dressed strangely, and that was sort of the root of this party that was held at Asbury Park. I don't know that much about Asbury Park. The name.
Well, that's where Bruce. That's where Bruce is from.
Right.
What are you talking about?
Right,
you know, Asbury Park. Greetings from Asbury Park.
I knew. The Pixies.
This is the Pixies. Richie?
I don't know where they're from. I have some friends who are huge fans of theirs. I've seen them once as part of this thing. Let me see if this is them too.
I'm not familiar with the name.
This is from one of my favorite movies, Pump Up the Volume, with Christian Slater. I didn't realize this was them.
Speaking of big movies, the Shrek spinoff, Puss in Boots, landing on all fours this weekend. Chucker will have the story later in this half hour. I think they brought in $34 million.
Not bad.
Pretty good.
Top of the box office. It's a 3D animated film. And isn't the voice Antonio Banderas?
Yeah. And what's your face?
Who's what's your face?
The hot Mexican.
What? There's lots of hot Mexicans.
I know. Oh, who are you talking about?
You know who she is.
J-Lo is a hot Mexican.
No.
She's like Puerto Rican.
Selma Hayek. Selma Hayek,
yeah.
Her too.
Yeah.
Right. It wasn't Michael Moore, though.
No, it definitely wasn't Michael Moore.
Ew. What part of hot and Michael Moore go together?
Sweaty. Yeah,
right.
Okay.
Sweaty. Yeah.
He's been
all over the place, very vocal in the Occupy movement. And every time you see somebody being interviewed on television, it's usually him or he's close by.
How's a guy who is the 1%? Behind the Occupy movement, or a part of the Occupy movement.
He's giving his money to charity.
Sure.
That whole thing has become... The fellow who was the chairman of one of the one of the companies on Wall Street went out to the street, I think, last Thursday, Wednesday, or Thursday.
That's our host here at Radio America, Peter Schiff.
Oh, is that who that is?
Yeah, he had a sign. He was wearing a $2,000 suit, and he had a sign. He said, "I am the 1%. Let's chat."
Yeah, and he did.
It's classic.
Yeah. But it is, that stuff is getting so twisted and turned around. The information that's coming out is just so wrong. A lot of it pertaining to the... there are a lot of people on Wall Street who were the problem. And Mrs. Madoff is around with her son plugging the book that
pimping
explains...
Book this morning, yeah.
Yeah, they've been around. They were on 60 Minutes yesterday, and they've been around the last 3 or 4 days talking about this book, which is supposed to be out this week. And there's a side of me that does feel sorry for them. I wonder how you feel about that. 800-510-8255. Was anybody touched by Bernie Madoff? Anybody you know... Anybody
nobody
we've
I knew.
Seen? You, some people you knew?
Yeah. No, nobody I knew.
Oh, nobody you knew? No. I don't know anybody who was touched by it. We know the stories of some of the actors and very wealthy people who listened to his spiel. And you know, more than anything else, you know, we could talk about greed and Wall Street and people say we ought to have this. I'm not for that at all because I think I'm for the protesters. I want people to protest. I want... You know, short of physical violence, anarchy is great, as far as I'm concerned. But when it comes to understanding who the real bad guys are, there are some corporate chieftains, and there are some big companies, and there is big government that has screwed you and stockholders and pretty much everybody that touched them. Are they the rule? No, they are not the rule. There are, I mean, look at the tens of millions of companies there are in this country. And for people to say capitalism is bad and we need to have down with big corporate, we have allowed unbridled capitalism to take away from us the sense that made us Americans, the ability to come up with ideas, create things, build a business. And so to have them all, it's the height of ignorance to have people who are capitalists, be the bane of these people who want to suck off of either the capitalist tit or the public tit.
Yeah.
It's mindless foolishness.
And that's what Peter was trying to say out there. And this
right,
woman
I thought,
was screaming at him,
yeah.
Why don't you give back? And he's like, I've given 150 people a job.
Yeah.
I am giving back.
Right.
And then he made a great point. He said, what do you think is fair for me to pay in taxes? And they said 35%. He goes, that would be a tax cut for me.
Yeah.
I pay more in taxes than all of you combined.
Yeah.
I'm not giving my fair share.
Yeah. It's just been misdone. The, you know, people on MSNBC are the biggest culprits, and the New York Times and the Washington Post and the LA Times and all of the newspapers and magazines and television programs that would whip people up. It's fine if you understand that this is all about ratings and about people reading newspapers and selling advertising rather than getting at the real truth. Are there bad people on Wall Street? Absolutely. Are there bad street people on the main street of your community? Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Of course there are. And there are always people out to screw you. One way or another. It's just the dollars at the end of the check. That's all. That's the whole thing. And so with that in mind, the stories at DougStephan.com today that I would call your attention to have to do with one of my, I was going to say favorite, but one of the things that most concern me, a government that's gone awry. Last week we were talking about the vitamin police that are trying to put the vitamin and mineral manufacturers, supplement people out of business so they can sell you the same stuff at 10 times the cost. There are all kinds of examples where you see the latest one. Again, there's a couple of farm stories, and I would like to call your attention to them at DougStephan.com. The Raw Milk Freedom Riders protesting tomorrow, by the way, at the FDA headquarters, Richie, in Maryland. They are there to protest enforcement actions against the distribution of raw dairy products, which the public, some people want them. And that's what there's a lady that I've already actually invited her to be on the program. Her name is Laura Bledsoe. And I think, because I can't get to my screen that has DougStephan.com on it, so I haven't seen this, Richie. If you're there...
Mm-hmm.
And my computer sort of as a result of
I read the
no
story
problem.
This morning about it. Yeah. It's amazing.
Right. Now, I would like you to see if you can get the audio from, I think I sent the, if I didn't send that to you, I would like to have you get that, the audio of this woman speaking to her dinner guests last Saturday night, when she has a farm, she grows produce, has hundreds and hundreds of people who belong, they have membership, it's called the CSA, Community Supported Agriculture. You can buy a share and pay $600-$800 in most communities that you do, get all your veggies for a year. So she starts this farm 6-7 years ago, very smart, very intelligent, good-looking woman. I don't know anything about her except I never heard of her before until I saw this on one of my farm blogs this weekend. So she sets up a dinner, a farm dinner, for the end of the season to celebrate all of the wonderful things they've harvested during the course of the year. Who shows up? Her guests and regulators, people from the state, federal, and local government show up on this woman's farm, and they destroy the food.
Huh?
Her farm is called Quail Hollow Farm. People came, hundreds of people came to have a meal of the foods harvested from the small family farms, hers and others in the area. The guests are, that's why I want to get the video up, Richie. The guests are so outraged. They are just beyond themselves to the point of almost attacking these people from the government who've shown up to shut this woman down because the things that were being served didn't have labels on them.
Oh.
This is the craziest. People growing produce on farms don't put labels on it. I put labels on my raw milk because it's required, but my friend Tom Hansen, who produces thousands of tons of produce every year, corn and cucumbers and squash and strawberries and raspberries and blueberries and you name it, he grows it. There's no label on that stuff. And the people that grow apples, apple orchards, there's no label required on that stuff. But these people, anyway, they come in. And this woman, in her speech to the people who have come for dinner, when they're looking at these idiots from the government and getting ready to almost have a fist fight with them, she says, no, we need to calm down. I'll figure out something else. We'll cook you. We'll find something else. We've got some eggs from, you know, a nearby farmer will cook some of the veggies and the eggs and that sort of stuff.
Somebody reminded her to call the Farm Defense Fund.
Yes.
Which they did in the middle of this raid.
Right.
And then reminded her, listen, they don't have a warrant, and they do not have a search warrant or a warrant for your arrest. You can make them leave. They are not legally allowed to be there and to be doing this.
Yeah.
So once they did that, they went and got more food and ended up putting a dinner together.
Yeah, they did.
But then they tried to come back with the police department.
Yeah.
And the cops went, okay, why are we here?
Yeah.
And the feds went, well, I think it was the state health department. The state health department said they're serving food that is illegally being served because it's not labeled.
Yeah.
And the cops said, okay, and the offense is, and the cops left because they said, I'm not going to arrest somebody for this.
Yeah. We have to get to this point where the police, everybody else just says, no, this is crazy. This country is so screwed up. This kind of stuff. And we have the story, couple of accounts of the regulators at DougStephan.com. As a matter of fact, there's a 24/7 legal phone line for farmers now is being set up by the fellows from the Farm to Consumer. It's a Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. You've heard Pete Kennedy on this program a couple of times. But this kind of stuff just keeps going on and on and on. If you haven't seen that movie, Farmageddon, you need to see that movie, Farmageddon.
Well, the scary thing here in what they think that the government really is against here is anyone being self-sufficient.
Yeah.
They think that if you are able to live on your own, with on your own means, that all of a sudden, we don't need the government. Government anymore.
Yeah, that's what it is. You've hit the nail on the head, Richie.
I didn't hit it on the head. I read it in their blog.
Okay. Now, here's another one. Over the weekend, farmers were supposed to be able to set up for, they have various farm programs. A friend of mine who's a farmer in Vermont just sent me this. The USDA was supposed to have, they announced 6 months ago, they were going to have a new program for farmers to sign up for, and that you had a 24-hour window. That was it. The Friday the 28th and Saturday the 29th to sign up for this program. Unfortunately, or maybe there's something else to this, for some unexplained reason, the computers crashed. And so most of the contracts could not be booked. And so the government has now said, well, that's too bad, because this was the window. So the USDA had since last March to get ready for a 24-hour sign-up, which crashed, screwed up, and then screwed up all of the people who wanted to sign up for this particular program who were farmers. You don't think the government's trying to screw the family farmer in this country? Here's another one, the government at work. This is from, let's see, which district? I think it's, no, it's Phoenix. Phoenix. The city of Phoenix is laying off about 600 workers, and yet the city council last week spent $700 apiece for lounge chairs for themselves in their offices.
Nice.
$700 apiece.
I'm going to go there.
And they've laid off.
Didn't get one for us.
They've laid off. They have 14,000 employees, I guess, in the state of Arizona. The compensation for many of the government, the heads of departments and stuff, over 100,000. The guy that made the decision to buy these chairs for his office makes $128,000 a year in Phoenix. How about that?
I wonder how much extra he made by recommending these chairs.
I don't know, but this is the kind of stuff, this is what people need to know and need to be protesting. This is what I think the occupiers ought to be protesting, this kind of stuff. Some of them are, some of them aren't, but there is lots of food for thought when it comes to this sort of thing.
And $16 muffins.
Yeah, right. That was last week's story.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's 11 for the hour on Good Day.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct. Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh, true.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
Hi, this is Peter Schiff with the Peter Schiff Minute. President Obama's latest attempt to solve the housing crisis is a new plan to allow homeowners who are underwater on their mortgages, people who owe as much as 25% more than the current value of their home, to refinance with government guarantees into new, artificially low rates. President Obama claims it's going to help the economy because it's going to mean that homeowners are going to get to have more spendable income because they're going to be able to reduce their mortgage payments. Well, what Obama ignores is the fact that the banks are now going to be losing money because they're not going to be collecting as much revenue from the mortgages that are currently being paid. So in other words, this is going to further impair an already shaky financial institution, meaning that their next round of bank bailouts are going to cost taxpayers even more money. You know, the best thing that a lot of these underwater homeowners can do is not refinance, but move. Because for them, their house isn't an asset, it's a liability. Get more at shiftradio.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer. I had to go cross town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
First of the Halloween movies, which happened during Halloween 1978. Chucker, what is there that we ought to remember? I was looking at the results of our poll at DougSteffen.com. We are asking about scary movies and that sort of thing. We've done that every year pretty much, one way or the other. I'm looking at some of the titles.
Chuck, it's Tubular Bells seem to be a...
Yeah, it sort of sounds that way.
Yeah, like The Exorcist. Wasn't that Tubular Bells, too?
I don't remember, but the one thing why that movie's had, in my opinion, its legacy is John Coppin's theme. That score is just a really good score.
Yeah, right.
That musical score. And I just want to tell a quick story. Last night, do you mind, Doug?
No, help yourself.
Thank you very much. Last night, we were supposed to have a revival at my local community theater, The Exorcist, Saturday night at 10 o'clock. But we had some bad weather, and we had to postpone it till yesterday at 8 o'clock. About 40 people showed up, and I still think that, and I haven't seen The Exorcist. I've actually never seen it in a movie theater before. It came out in 73. I was only 8 years old. But having seen it in a theater with about 40 people, I could say I think it holds its title as the scariest movie ever made. Certainly the best made horror movie of all time, because it's almost... plays like an adult drama with horror, you know, extreme horror elements, and it's so well acted. I'm glad we did it. I thought it was terrific. The one thing you won't like, and I didn't like myself, is a family, this man and woman, husband and wife, must have been about their upper 30s, brought their family, and he brought his boy, who was about 9 years old, and I couldn't believe it.
What stupidity.
I mean, it wasn't my place to tell him what to do,
but
I just thought, I couldn't believe it. I mean, that is not a movie you have young children watch.
Yeah, man, that'll scare, oh my God.
Well, here's a review of I just did a quick search. Here's a review of The Exorcist, as you said, 1973. The real terror of this movie may not involve Satan and possession, but the helplessness of a parent trying to save a child. Special effects, director Friedkin's somber respect for the supernatural subject matter, it didn't hurt either. It's horror only for grown-ups.
And you know, that's one more review. Footnote, Jason Miller, who was nominated for Best Supporting Actor, who played Father Karras, he was born and raised in Scranton, Pennsylvania, which is about 40 minutes from where I live. He also passed away in Scranton, Pennsylvania. That was his first movie ever. Freakin' got seen him in a Broadway play and liked him a lot and cast him in that movie. And his only other claim to fame would be he played the Notre Dame football coach, Aaron Parseghian, in the movie Rudy, one of the great sports films of all time.
Yeah. So The Exorcist, according to Entertainment Weekly's list of the 20 scariest films voted on by readers, let's see here. I'm looking at
it. It's a scary
film. Top 10.
Man.
Rosemary's Baby is 10. 7 is 9. Psycho is 8. Halloween is 7. The Ring is 6. Jaws 5. Silence of the Lambs 4. Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3. The Exorcist 2. And The Shining from 1980, number 1. What about Eraserhead and some of these other? Would you say that was a.
No, I wouldn't put that in the horror category, really. Wouldn't. That's what? Just a weird film.
Yeah. Like Night of the Living Dead.
Great one.
Yeah. That's a chuckle.
I still go back, man, to one of the scariest movies I ever saw.
I love The One of the Dead.
Was right. Ghost Story with Fred Astaire. What a scary, just a good, well-told, scary story.
Mm. And the guy who did the makeup in Ghost Story also did the makeup for The Exorcist. His name was Dick Smith. He wound up winning an Oscar for Amadeus. But they didn't give away makeup effect Oscars in 1973, or he would have won hands down.
Yeah. All right, Chucker, box office totals for the weekend. Let's go.
The Shrek spinoff, Puss in Boots, number one, $33 million. Is that a good opening weekend? It's okay. But I'm surprised DreamWorks would release this in Halloween season. Not a good time. Paranormal Activity 3 placed second, $19 million, $81 million in 2 weeks. The sci-fi action thriller In Time with Justin Timberlake opened with so-so, $12 million in business. Footloose, $38 million in 3 weeks, 5.5 over the weekend to place fourth. And Johnny Depp's The Rum Diary, a week, $5 million opening to place fifth.
All right. So that was $34 million you said for Puss in Boots?
33. Which is okay. It's not for, and they probably spent over $100 million to produce and market that movie, so it's a decent opening, but it's tough.
When does J. Edgar come out? We were talking about that earlier. Is that
middle of the month?
Middle of the month.
Speaking of makeup effects, DiCaprio's aging effects in that film from the trailer.
Yeah,
so
that's pretty cool.
Good stuff,
59 after the hour on Good Day. I get confused.